the way he's been playing, the, you know, somewhat uncharacteristic willingness to give up future assets to try to help the team get better now. When you look at where they are, I think they can win the postseason. They can get hot. They can improve. Nine tough games coming up now. The Browns games, who knows, but they're still division rivalries. But you've got the Commanders, the Chiefs, the Eagles in six division games. It's not going to be easy. But I think the Steelers are in that mix. They're in that conversation of a team that by the time we get to January can win in the postseason, can win on the road in the postseason, could beat the Bills in Buffalo, could beat the Ravens in Baltimore, could beat the Chiefs in Kansas City, potentially, if anybody can beat the Chiefs. And that may be the reality. Nobody may have a chance at beating the Chiefs except the Lions in the Super Bowl when it comes down to it. But I still think the Steelers are capable, more capable this year than in other recent years of winning in the postseason.
Good morning, everybody. That's Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, NBC, big-time NFL insider. He was on with the afternoon guys yesterday and says the Steelers can beat anybody, that the Steelers are equipped to win in January, but he wouldn't go so far as to say the Steelers are Super Bowl contenders. And we talked about this a little bit yesterday. Real quick, before we get into it, Doran, people saying on the text line that we are like JD and Turk from Scrubs. Charlie gets it.
I'm going to have to figure this out.
One cool black guy and one goofy, kind of cool, loserish white guy.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Except they're doctors.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Imagine if we took our ruckus, our hijinks, our nonsense into the hospital, and I'm just performing surgery and you're in there cracking jokes or vice versa. I'm just happy we do this. Where the stakes are high because we need to entertain people on their morning commutes, but it's not as high as, you know, brain surgery.
Right. We're not smart enough.
No. Well, I'm not. I think you could do it. I think you have to be some level of an athlete, kind of, to be a surgeon.
Think on your feet.
Yeah.
Think quickly.
Yeah.
You know, adversity.
Yeah.
Get through it.
All that.
Mm-hmm.
One more text on the TV stuff. Ozark is a must watch.
Absolutely.
I really liked Ozark, but I found it to be kind of a poor man's Breaking Bad, in a way. A lot of similarities to me.
There is a lot.
Great show, though. And I love Jason Bateman.
Yep. He's really good character for that, because like it just, his emotions just get you the whole time.
Yeah,
because he doesn't have any.
Right, he's kind of the straight man with all the chaos going on.
Yeah.
It's like a dark Arrested Development. Anyway, I do agree with Mike Florio that in a one-off, any given playoff Sunday, even though the Steelers haven't had playoff success in 7 years, that yeah, the Steelers could beat the Ravens, or Steelers could beat the Bills, or the Steelers could maybe even beat the Chiefs. But in order to be a true Super Bowl contender, you got to do that in succession. And I can't get there yet. I do think the Steelers are better than Houston. They've kind of not been what you'd think they'd be. Now, injuries have had a lot to do with it, but their offensive line's not good, and Kendrick Green stinks, and that's going to, I think, ultimately kill them in the playoffs. I put the Steelers in a bucket with the other teams in the AFC. I kicked the Bengals out there under 500. You know who I'm talking about. The five teams, I think the Steelers are right there with everybody. And I think the Steelers could beat the Chiefs. But to be a bona fide, legitimate Super Bowl contender, you've got to do it, and you got to do it, and then you got to do it. I can't get there. But you win these next two football games, then I'm there. Then you've shown that in back-to-back weeks, you can play legitimate Super Bowl contenders and beat them. That's what happened in 04. Ben and them Steelers beat the Patriots and the Eagles back-to-back. Before that, I thought, what a great story. This team's very good. You beat two contenders back-to-back. Okay, they can be a championship contender. That's what I have to see to believe it.
Well, I think that it's very promising that we're talking about the Steelers even being in the echelon of the second tier. Because we know the first tier is the Chiefs. And,
yeah.
And I think that me and we both can agree on that, that I don't put them in that third tier anymore, or even the fourth tier. I think they're in the second tier with the Buffalo Bills, with the, you know, the other teams, the Baltimore Ravens. I think that they're right there neck and neck. And that's where it's at. We did talk about this yesterday. Like, is it about chasing the Chiefs, or is it about knocking off everybody else but the Chiefs? And I think it is about that. And I think that that's the Steelers' mentality. They have to be able – they're constructed – every team is constructed differently, right? And we know this every single year in the NFL. I mean, the Ravens are constructed on offense. We know that with Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. The Chiefs are the Chiefs. We're not going to talk about them. Josh Allen is Josh Allen. The Steelers are very balanced. So they have to, in these next at least two games, beat or compete with the Ravens and the Commanders, but and do it in multiple ways. That's the way that I think that they can actually make a run, is if they continue to beat teams in multiple ways. Like, do they win on defense on Sunday? Do they win on offense next Sunday? Do they, you know, have Boswell go out there and have to win them a game? Like, if they could continue to have that little, like, you know, kind of circular, like, just keep going around the merry-go-round of, like, all right, we're going to hit you here, we're going to hit you there, we're going to hit you here, we're going to hit you there. If they can do that, they're the only team, I feel like, in the NFL that has that capability. And that should be their identity, because if they can do that, then they can definitely compete.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%, and I'll go back to history again. And I'm not saying that this team is as good as the 08 Steelers. I do not feel like fighting that fight today. And that Steelers defense, for my money, historically good, and the opposite of Forrest Gump, underrated, Dorn. Like, it doesn't get mentioned with the 2000 Ravens. It doesn't get mentioned with the 85 Bears or the 70 Steelers, but it absolutely should. Anyhow, I digress. Steelers in the playoffs that year, like, that's when the defense started showing cracks. And against the Chargers, they scored 35. The Chargers scored 24. One of the touchdowns came on a punt return from Santonio Holmes. And then you'd think about Lamar Woodley making the timely play. The Steelers in the Super Bowl, they gave up yards. They were cracking at the end of that game. Larry Fitzgerald's making plays. Kurt Warner's making plays. You make one massive defensive play, and then you make the massive play at the end of the game. You need to be well-rounded if you do not have the best quarterback.
Right.
And you need to have a winning quarterback. Ben back then was elite, but he was elite different. He wasn't in 08 putting up the numbers that Brady was putting up in like 07 or that Peyton Manning was doing. But at the end of games, he would make plays. On third downs, he would make plays. Then your defense would make plays and your special teams would make plays. That's what this team reminds me of. Now, a light, light version.
Yes.
Now go out there and win a couple of games against teams that I view as legit Super Bowl contenders and show us that you are that team. This second half schedule will prepare them. Will prepare them for that.
Yes, it will.
And I think you've nailed it, because they can win in multiple ways. That's how you get through a 9-game gauntlet. Like, oh man, the offense isn't quite on it tonight. Okay, well, TJ Watt has a strip sack and Minka has an interception, or Beanie Bishop, because you can always count on Beanie. He's got an interception. That's the kind of thing that can help you navigate a 9-game gauntlet. Like in Major League Baseball, you play 162 games. If you're really good, sometimes you ain't hitting, but your pitching picks you
yes.
up. That kind of deal. I think they do have that, but I'm interested to see how it plays out against Washington, Baltimore, Cincinnati, Philadelphia, Kansas City.
Yeah. I think it has to be specific, and I feel like that they're a very specific football team. Like, their matchup is very specific to their game plans on either side of the ball. And going into this week, and we've been saying it all week, like, this is the true test, these next two games, and especially on Sunday, whenever you're having a rookie quarterback in a team that is that hot, and an offensive coordinator that is probably going to be, you know, offensive coordinator of the year, Cliff Kingsbury. It is a true, true test, and we're going to get a very good gauge of what the Steelers team can be and what they are after this game. And if they go in there, and I think that they're a good football team. I don't think that this is a fluke. It's not a fluke, because you did it with your backup quarterback, most of it. And now you have a guy that you really are, you know, feel good about. Let's see you take that next step after you have some time to prepare.
You know what, Dor? That's a really good point. Maybe they're sitting here, seriously, at 8-0, 7-1 with Russell Wilson. And that is one last box I'd like to see checked. He's played great through two games. I mean, really has. Is that who he is? Or is there still 2 years ago Denver in there? Or a little bit of last year's Denver in there? Is this just the Russell Wilson we should expect to move forward week in and week out? I want to say yes, but I'm not 100% sure of that. I don't know. And I want to see him do that now. What would be a third game in a row, a fourth game in a row? Because, look, you know what Kansas City's bringing to the party every week. You know what Lamar Jackson's bringing every week. You know what Josh Allen's bringing every week. I can stop naming quarterbacks. Can Russell Wilson, at this advanced age, do this week in and week out? I think yes. Kind of got to see it.
I think yes. And I posted something yesterday that Tom Brady said about, like, just basically the quarterback position. He's very hard on quarterbacks, and, you know, as he's a broadcaster. and saying like how like it used to be hard to have to run plays. It used to be hard to have to read defenses. And I think he says that like the NFL has dumbed a lot of things down and guys can go in there, prepare throughout the week and go in and play and just play at a young age. It used to not be that way because it was so hard to prepare. I think that Russell Wilson is who we have seen the last two games because of how prepared he's going to be. He still has that old school mentality that not many quarterbacks have. Now, I know guys prepare, and I know Mahomes and Josh Allen, they prepare, but I'd like to bet money that Russell Wilson is probably one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL that prepares like hours and hours and hours for a game.
I buy that.
And I think that could carry him and keep him where he's at right now or maybe elevate him a little bit better. Mm-hmm. He's going to prepare. He's going to be ready. You know, he's going to there's nothing that you're not going to shock him. You're not going to surprise him with any defense or any blitz. Like, he's going to be ready for everything. So I think that could help a lot.
Yeah, the ball's going to go to the right place.
Yep.
Now you got to make the plays and your protection's got to hold up. That's still the question I have. I talk about Russ's consistency and can he bring this every single week. I'm inclined to agree with everything you just said. When it's the fourth quarter and you got to throw one score game, one way or the other, and you're trying to beat Washington, let's just say on Sunday, and you just have to traditionally drop back and pass, and you're not getting them on the edge, and you're not play action, and everyone knows you're throwing, can that line hold up? That is a concern to me. But you're going to get Zach Frazier back, and I do think as the season moves on, we've seen it the last few years, you would expect the line to gel. I'm cautiously optimistic that can continue. You're going to need more out of Broderick Jones. No doubt about that. But that would be another question I have. Can you hold up? But I don't know. I'm asking similar questions about the Ravens' offensive line. All these teams are flawed. How do you view the Steelers? I think most people would agree now that they could at least envision them winning a playoff game. Well, now close your eyes. Turn out the lights. Light a candle or two. Can you see Russell Wilson wearing that number 3 jersey? Getting his fingerprints all over the Lombardi. Kissing that bad boy.